There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe podcast with Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox, and myself, LeVar Arrington. Make sure you catch us live weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern or 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah! Yeah!
I don't ever want to hear this song ever again, man.
I know. It's time we change it up, right?
Yeah, man.
Hey, whatever you guys want, man.
50s my main, you know what I mean? But I don't want to hear this song anymore.
Did I ruin it?
Yeah. It was a Blue Jacket performance, I say.
Okay.
You're at least you're enjoying yourself.
And, that works.
But we don't want you back at you know, at the golf resort.
At next year's event.
Yeah, we don't want you back next year.
I'm not allowed back in.
No.
It's over.
Yeah.
That's done.
That's fine. I'll take my talents to Mirfield.
Hello, everyone. Good morning. Salutations.
It is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here, Fox Sports Radio. It's LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here on FSR. You can hang out with us on the iHeartRadio app, and you can find us on hundreds of affiliates all across the country. And we appreciate you making us a part of your Wednesday morning as we take you all the way up until 9 a.m. Eastern time, 6 o'clock Pacific. So,
you ever play in a wing T offense, Q? How do you defeat a wing T offense?
How do you defeat it? I play in the offense. I play in the defensive side.
If you were to give an insight to as the offender, what is the most uncomfortable way of defending the wing?
If you can penetrate the line of scrimmage pretty quick, that usually kind of blows up any potential chance of there being any reads or proper ball security in the backfield. That would be my guess.
Yeah, I mean that was my assessment, but I was curious.
Yeah,
what would be for you? Like, and then in the passing game, right? Are you looking to release the ball very quickly, or are you holding it?
It depends on. Well, let me first begin by saying this. If you're running the wing tee, I wouldn't say there's much of a passing game. Like you've basically thrown in the towel.
No, that's true.
On saying like we're going to be a good passing team,
but there might be two or three.
Yeah, you're going to have some misdirection in boots. Yep. So it's not going to be overly quick. You might have a couple quick passes in there, but you're probably trying to get your quarterback away from the line of scrimmage outside the pocket. So I would say you're holding on to it longer, but you're not like sitting back there patting the football in the pocket. It's more movement based.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, because the key to the wing tee is the guards. So they kind of dictate.
Right.
You can tell a lot about.
You're right.
Yeah.
And a wing tee, the guards take you there. I saw 100% of the time on this team in particular. You're right. You're 100%. Well, how do you know that?
Come on, man.
I mean, I was looking for the expert, you know, advice from Q. You just
all 22.
You just solved it in 2 seconds.
Tell your defense, look, the indicator is going to be the guards. They'll tell you what's happening.
Let me tell you something about those
that
guards.
Is true.
The guards can either make or break. All right, your that offense.
Yeah, you're right.
Because I guess I'll put it this way: the wing tees that I was a part of, even if you're like an over-penetrating type of defensive front. That over-penetration can create seams in the defense.
Correct.
You can run your traps, different things like that, that you can actually hurt a defense by doing it. So, look, I love the wing tee. It's hard. It's a hard offense to prepare for a defense. No different than triple option because it's all assignment football.
Mm-hmm.
So, the guards are – yeah, sure. Yeah. I mean, look, the team I was a part of that ran it, we didn't have the biggest guards. They were not – and we were still able to do it somewhat effectively.
Nice.
See? How about
there you
that?
Go.
Little X's and O's here. Some all 22s.
I loved it. I loved it. And I loved – I'm going to cross-reference it all day today. That's all. Yeah. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I was curious as somebody who understands it as high level as you do, Q, as a quarterback, how would you – and I didn't know that I needed to bring you into the conversation, but I just wanted to hear what would be the most uncomfortable aspect of a wing tee offense if you're defending it?
If I'm trying to think of how, because actually there's a school down here in South Florida that they were running it, and I hadn't done it since high school. And I remember, like, basically, if you could find a way, I'm obviously it's like their standard run defense stuff, mm-hmm. but if you could find a way of penetrating and eliminating the mesh point at any point in time,
100%
for the quarterback in the dive, like if you could eliminate that, you're going to have a really hard time being able to do much.
Yeah.
Even if you can't, I mean, you should be able to set an edge, but even if you couldn't.
Yeah, and wing tees, they're okay with you setting an edge because, like you said, they're waiting for people to over-pursue or get too far upfield. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. But, thank you.
See? Right.
Yeah.
Look at that.
And I'm just glad everybody out there that's listening at 7 a.m. and on the East Coast, a lot of them are probably football coaches. So there you go. I just helped you out. You're welcome.
But like the X's and O's stuff, I think that stuff's fascinating, man.
I do too.
Remember Edge NFL matchup back in the day on ESPN? They would break down plays. I've always thought that stuff's interesting. And and just to see how people break stuff down. So whenever you guys are talking X's and O's, I think it's interesting. It's fun.
Yeah, I figured we'd give the people a little bit of something, like, you know, let them know.
Throw it to Petro. See how he would do in the wing tee next hour.
Yeah, I'm going to ask him. Yeah, let's see what he'd say.
Big time.
I bet you he doesn't want to answer it.
Well, it depends.
I bet you he's going to make a joke about it.
No, he just came off vacation. He should be fresh.
He should
refreshed.
Be fresh.
Yeah. I saw him going zip lining, I think.
Yeah, he did
vacation.
Go zip lining.
Yeah, so he should be fired up and having a good time.
Would you guys zip line?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. Not only if it was tandem, though. If there
is after skydiving,
there's somebody on my back, I would go.
You.
Yeah, got to make sure that happens.
Okay.
Would
you bungee court?
I have.
You have bungee
jump?
Yeah, bungee jumped it.
Yeah,
bungee.
I don't know. I'm not really sure how I feel about that.
I mean, if it was one of those big, tall, long bridges over a crack,
in
the ground,
yeah. I would do
with water under.
Yeah, I want to see him measure it though first. You know, I got to make sure that the measurements are right because if the cord's too long and the ground's too short,
but you ever see
really
the ones where
interested.
It dips you in the water and there's alligators and crocodiles in there?
Yeah, I'm gonna pass on that. Yeah, I'll pass on
dips
that.
Dips you in the water?
There actually is one that I mean I've seen videos where the bungee cord actually they dip the water like they. Actually touched the surface of the water.
I think you die if that happens.
No, you don't. You don't.
You hit that water pretty fast. That's probably not the greatest
I'm just
idea
telling
in the
you,
world.
I've seen it.
Well, listen, just hope it's not frozen. You know, that would be a problem. But we do have – I'm just saying.
That would go – I'm certain that would go wrong.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Next thing you know, you pull somebody back up and they
shrunk, don't have a head.
They shrunk 4 feet.
They don't have a head.
So how about this? So how about this? Kenny Pickett, all right?
He's got a head.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kenny Pickett, he does.
He's got hands, too.
That is correct. He's getting reps with the first team offense in 2-minute drills. For the first time yesterday at practice, it was reported that he was getting reps with the first team O in those 2-minute drills. And so we saw him play and play well his debut at Acupuncture Stadium, whatever the hell they call it now, on Saturday. He played well enough. Now he's getting some reps with first team offense. I mean, it feels like we got some momentum there for Kenny P. I don't think that he's maybe going to be the starter week one, but it does feel like things are heading in the direction of Mike Tomlin having more confidence in Kenny Pickett as the season approaches.
Yeah, look, he played great in the preseason game. And I think it warrants giving him some shots with the ones. You guys know I'm a big Kenny Pickett fan. I think he gives him a shot right away. He's ready to play. Boy, they got some talent, though, at wide receiver to throw to. So it should be fun to see. Like, I feel like, you know, there's a chance whoever ends up getting that nod week one ends up playing for a little while just because of, I think, what they have out around the quarterback spot if their O-line can improve. But, that's what you have to see. You know, Trey Lance, who's going to be the guy, right? He had a good preseason performance. You know, it's not like, you know, you haven't been preparing him for this moment. And so you should be. And he, you know, you'll see what happens once he gets to the regular season. But for Kenny Pickett, that hasn't been the case. It's been Trubisky. It's been Mason Rudolph. So you got to give him these first team reps. You have to put him up against your one defense, see how he handles it, see how he performs. Because you're not going to get that in the preseason, right? Like nowadays, not many teams play their starters. So and they're not game planning the way they used to either. So you've got to figure out a way of doing that in practice to get an idea of if he gives you the best chance to win come week one or come at some point early in the season. But either way, it's well-deserved. He balled out the other night. That crowd, man, I'm telling you, they're going to be clamoring for this young man. If they do stumble at all, I feel like you're going to start hearing chants right out the gate, even though, again, like I said, it's a talented group at wide receiver around that quarterback spot. Whoever starts week one should be able to put up some stats.
They just got to catch the ball. You know, that's what it comes down to. There was too many drops last season and too many drops in big games. I think right now, I think the wise decision is Trubisky. I don't think it's Mason Rudolph. Those who are calling for Mason Rudolph, I think that's misplaced, you know, buy-in or hope or belief or want. I think that Trubisky was brought in for a reason, and that reason was to start for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I think where they stand right now, if Pickett is, which, by the way, for the Steelers to be able to get him, because it wasn't, you know, maybe clear as to where he would go. So for them to be able to get him in the draft, starting there, you already had, you know, a win for your team. But the idea of putting Mason Rudolph in there, Mitch Trubisky in there, and seeing what he can do because you brought him in there originally to be your starter, I think it was. I think you brought it up, Q. The idea of him having mobility, the mobility of Trubisky. There are some intriguing aspects of his game that you would say could possibly translate because Mike Tomlin has made it known that he wants to have a quarterback that has some mobility. Pickett has mobility. Mitch Trubisky has more. They both have more mobility than Mason Rudolph. And again, I think they know what they're getting with Rudolph. I think that's a ship that's sailed. And if Mitch Trubisky can buy time for Pickett, or Pickett is so ahead of schedule that now they're starting to feel confident in him taking number one reps, then that's a good sign for the Steelers in their future that they have a quarterback that could pick it up as quickly as Pickett has, if that's the case.
We talked about this a little bit, just their schedule to start out the year. And if this scenario plays out, this does seem like a very possible spot if Trubisky is the starter week one, and they want to wait on Kenny Pickett. So you open up, you've got, you're on the road against Cincinnati, and then you've got New England at home, and then you've got Cleveland on a short week on the road. You also, later on, you're on the road against Buffalo, you're on the road against Philly, Miami, and you've got Tampa. Like, that's kind of a difficult schedule to start. Your bye week is week nine, and then you've got a couple of home games afterwards. Wouldn't that be the sweet spot? If you were sitting there below 500, you're at week nine, basically halfway through the season, wouldn't that be the sweet spot to start a rookie quarterback at home coming off a bye week with an extra week to prepare? Because at that point, if you're already losing games and you feel like it's close enough that you're going to give him reps in the preseason with the ones starting in practice yesterday and maybe this builds moving forward, why wouldn't you start him at that point?
Well, and you're probably trusting that your defense is giving you what you need support-wise. So now you can, and I know this is overstated, but now you can really put your new quarterback in a position where he manages the game versus you're putting the game on his arm to win the game. And I think that that's something that you would take into consideration with a team that's configured the way that the Steelers are.
Yeah, it seems like that's a decent spot there at week 10 against New Orleans potentially. So we get to see how this whole thing plays out. It's Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox. Brought to you by Discover. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how at Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. All right, it's coming up next. Somebody not a big fan of the placement of one prestigious program in the world of college football. We will have that discussion for you right here on FSR. So let me ask you this. What's your favorite live event? Is it a rockin' concert, an action-packed game, or an evening of hilarious stand-up comedy? Whatever it is, enter for a chance to win tickets in the 5-Hour Energy Live Sweepstakes. 5-Hour Energy is giving away $100 StubHub gift cards that you can use for live music, sports, or entertainment. Just buy any 5-Hour Energy product, take a picture of your receipt, and upload it at 5helive.com. Try the 5-Hour Energy Extra Strength Watermelon flavor. The taste is unbelievable. With zero sugar and a convenient portable size, it's the perfect pick-me-up for getting stuff done. Go to 5-Hour Energy's website to find over 15 flavors to choose from. On the site, you even have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack. You choose the flavors, and it's delivered right to the door. But if you are out and about, you can always pick up a 5-Hour Energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They are everywhere. See website for official rules. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini-games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here on FSR. You can hang out with us as always on the iHeartRadio app. Coming up in a little over 20 minutes from now, it is our Midweek Awards. It's another edition of the Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. We will get to that here on Fox Sports Radio. So I'm a little confused here. I was wondering maybe somebody could help me out. So the AP rankings came out, the preseason rankings in college football, the AP Top 25. And Texas, I don't see him anywhere. And I'm looking, I know they got a first place vote.
You're
and
funny.
The coaches, I'm just like looking around. I'm seeing like, there's no first, they're not even, they're just weird, a little disturbing here. So Texas is nowhere to be found. Yet they got a first place vote in the other poll. And so, I think this leads, credence to why people sometimes maybe don't take, these preseason polls, as serious as maybe they should. Although, according to, one prominent member of the college football media, and that member would be Paul Feinbaum. He did in fact take, some of this stuff very, very seriously.
Very seriously.
So Paul Feinbaum.
Isn't he a part of the AP?
I think so. He seems to be a pretty significant member of the college football media. And so Paul Feinbaum, when he speaks, some people like to listen. And Paul Feinbaum was on ESPN talking about this this AP Top 25, and most notably a team that popped up in the top five of college football's brand new poll as we vamp away here on Fox Sports Radio. And so here was Paul Feinbaum on ESPN.
It's Notre Dame. They should not even be in the top 10. This is an absolute joke, and it happens every year with the AP poll, which is about as worthless as preseason NFL football. It's ridiculous. Notre Dame is going to get run in the first game of the season. I mean, they're going to get destroyed at the Big House, and then after that, they have to go to North Carolina a couple weeks later, a team that will bounce back this year. They have Clemson on this schedule, and they have SC. They'll be fortunate to go 9-3. Laughable that they're in the top 5 or 6.
I'm a little confused because I thought Michigan played at the Big House. I didn't know Notre Dame was playing at Michigan. It's weird.
Yeah, they're not. They're playing at Ohio State. But hey, okay. Give Paul Feinbaum, give him a break, all right? He's an SEC thumper, so I'm surprised he even knows where Ohio State is, you know, to be honest with you.
Or Notre Dame.
Apparently he doesn't. Here's the funny thing about this. So he's using his justification for who they play week one. I would ask him, hey, Paul, How many teams are going to walk into Ohio State and Columbus this year and beat them? Probably no one. I mean, Notre Dame and Michigan are their two toughest tasks. They have them both at home. The Ohio State-Michigan game won't be at primetime. The Notre Dame game will be in primetime. It's arguably probably one of the most difficult road matches for any team this season. I would venture to say that's one that not many teams outside Alabama could probably win. So, you know, to use that as justification, oh, they're going to get beat. Well, yeah, everyone pretty much would. I mean, Ohio State's lost to what, Oregon?
Oregon.
Oklahoma. Those are like the two home losses I can think of in the last 5-6 years. And so it's like they're pretty tough to beat when you really look at it, when you really break it down. Like, I'm not sure that's the justification that I'm losing. I didn't realize he was high on North Carolina. That's a shocking one to me. That one, based on how they looked last year and the fact that Sam Howell held that entire team together, I would love that. Apparently, Paul dips in the ACC. We'll see how North Carolina looks this year. He's right. Clemson's good. USC is good, but that's Notre Dame's schedule. You know, they actually play some big boys. So the reality is, I think their floor is more like 9-3. I think their ceiling might be 11-1 when you look at it. Maybe they could pull off a shocker at Ohio State week one. But I don't know that they're overrated. I think when you look at the way the AP poll or the coaches poll, anything figures itself out. Look, there's two teams right now that are biding to win a national championship. Ohio State, Alabama. And I think the rest of them you could put in probably any order you want. Honestly, no one knows right now.
Yeah.
No one knows. Like, we expect Baylor is going to be good. The AP thinks they're going to win the Big 12 again. I don't know. I sure as heck would love to see what Dylan Gabriel and Brent Venables are going to do at Oklahoma. I actually think that's the team to probably look out for in the Big 12. But Sark's got a lot of momentum at Texas, and there's some people that apparently think they should be number one. I mean, you could go through every conference and do this. Like, I think USC should win the Pac-12 this year. But I think you can make a case for Oregon. You can make a case for Utah, obviously, with the way they played last year. So you could go through every conference, every single team from 3 to 10, 3 to 15, and go, yeah. Like, you could probably put them and justify in whatever order you want. I just think trying to use the rationale of, oh, they're going to get beat by Ohio State. Well, yeah, clearly Vegas thinks they're a 14.5-point dog. That number could climb the closer you get to it. I don't know that many teams are walking into Columbus week one in primetime are going to say, yeah, we're going to knock off the Ohio State Buckeyes, especially this year when they've got the red ass based on what happened against Michigan and what happened in the Big Ten last year.
The only team in college football that would be potentially favored in Columbus would be Alabama. That's it.
They wouldn't be favored, though. Like, that's the reality. They wouldn't even be favored. They might be, and I would love to get a handicapper on to talk about this. Usually you get 3 points for home field advantage,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I would be willing to bet Ohio State would probably be at a 4.5-point favorite in that event. Like, no one's going to be favored. It's Ohio State to open up week one. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. So, yeah, just using that rationale and then pointing to that game. Look, give credit to Notre Dame for having the balls week one to say, all right, we'll go there. That's fine. Like we'll go ahead. We'll take we'll go to Columbus and play Ohio State. I mean, that's a ballsy move. But it's also a smart move because if they lose that game and the odds makers would say that they are going to. Yeah. Like what do you really have to lose? And if they end up playing and they're a little bit more competitive than people thought, all of a sudden their stock rises, I think. So that if you're going to play in Ohio State, they're going on the road week one to get it done. I think that's the perfect time to do it, to potentially either create an upset, have a chance at beating Ohio State in week one, or just change the discussion about Notre Dame based on how they perform in that week one game. Yeah, and plus you have plenty of time to make it up for at the end of the season. If you go on a run, all of a sudden people are less likely to remember that week one loss, and they might give you credit depending on how Ohio State competes against other teams. So,
well, let's look through the SEC since, you know, obviously Paul's an SEC thumper. I mean, I'm sure a bunch of these teams have gone out and are they going to play some of the top opponents? I mean, who does Alabama got week one? It's got to be a Power Five national contending team week one, right?
Let me go ahead. I actually have the schedule here. I'm going to shake it up and throw it onto the table like a couple of dice. Oh, Utah State.
Oh, Utah State. Okay. What about isn't Ole Miss top 25? I think they were in the top 25. Who do they got?
Yeah. So come to the SIP. You know Lane Kiffin's motto there with Ole Miss. So let's go ahead and let's get down to Ole Miss here as we continue to browse around the aisles of the thumper that is the SEC conference. And so we get to Ole Miss. Where are we at here? Ole Miss, 21st in the country. They've got that powerhouse from the state of Alabama, Troy.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Well, Texas A&M, right? Texas A&M knocked off Alabama last year. It's week one. Jimbo Fisher's fired up. Clearly, they've got to be playing a tough opponent.
Of course.
They've got to have a big dog, right?
Come
Who's coming in town week one?
All that oil
Who's
money?
Coming to College Station?
Come on. You know who it is.
Who's
you know
that?
Who it is.
Yeah.
Who is
Sam
it?
Houston.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, how about Tennessee? People are kind of high on Tennessee.
That's a player's name, isn't it?
Tennessee?
What's the name of the team they're playing?
I think yeah. Sam. I think Houston is Sam Darnold's middle name.
Oh, they just called that. Wasn't that a general at one point? So hold on now. But look. Tennessee is coming back. They're recruiting. They got their collective doing all these big deals and all this stuff. Clearly, they must be playing a powerhouse come week one. And what, a neutral site on the road maybe?
Well, no. I mean, this is Tennessee week one to open up the season. The 1st of September, a big-time matchup. Shout out to your guy Jason Whitlock there.
Shouts out to Witt.
Ball State is the opponent week one for the Tennessee Volunteers.
Well, so, I'm sure Auburn's playing someone tough, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, of course. Listen, this is the SEC. We schedule big-time matchups. Not only do we schedule them, we probably go on the road for some of these big-time matchups. So the Auburn Tigers, they are playing none other than the great Mercer.
Okay. Look. A big Shane Beamer fan. I actually think people are sleeping on South Carolina. Surely they must be playing someone.
He is mic dropping on them.
Yeah, I mean, of course.
Who y'all got?
Georgia State. All right, have some respect. Have some respect, man. Williams-Brice is going to be going off.
QQ is doing a Nas Ether rhyme right now, guys.
I mean, I thought it just matters more. I mean, surely Vanderbilt's playing someone competitive. I mean, they're kind of viewed as the doormat.
Who Vandy got?
Yeah, I mean, Vandy, like the smart kids. I mean, the smart kids at the Harvard
great
of
school,
the SEC.
Love,
I mean, yeah, big time. So Vanderbilt, as we browse around here and we are looking at the powerhouse schedules of the SEC, when we get to Vanderbilt, of course, Vanderbilt opens up at Hawaii. That's right. Yeah. At Hawaii. So they're going, that is a week zero game coming up next week, next Saturday. And Vanderbilt still even
traveling.
So they're
going to Hawaii. So they got to be favored in that one, right?
By about seven.
Are they playing out of high school stadium? Where are they playing?
Hey, come on, man. Playing? Hey, listen, they just, they've torn down Aloha. They're getting ready to tear down Aloha Stadium. So they're trying to figure things out. So that'll be in front of a capacity crowd of like 8,000 or 9,000 people there.
Here's the reality of your entire conference of the SEC. There's about two teams that actually wanted to put their balls in the line week one, and that's Florida, who's going to play Utah, which is a sneaky one, by the way. Florida's an underdog at home versus Utah. We'll see what happens there. And then Oregon and Georgia. Those are the only two matchups in the SEC of all the teams that decided to schedule anyone decent in non-conference play week one. So it is just a little bit hypocritical where Paul Feinbaum's probably going to be at one of these terrible matchups. And he's going to be talking about, you know, the rest of he's only going to be talking about those two games because no one else in the entire SEC plays anyone in week one. In fact, you'd be hard-pressed to find a lot of schools in the SEC who play many tough non-conference games, maybe one a year.
And by the way, this is the second year in a row that Georgia actually has put their balls on the line because remember they played Clemson last year in week one.
That's right.
So at least they're doing their part. Bulldogs are doing their part there.
They're trying to carry the flag for the rest of the SEC, where apparently no one else wants to play anymore.
But Alabama did this for years, where they would schedule a week one opponent, but it would always be on a neutral site.
Right.
Like they would never really be a true road game. So they would schedule USC, but it would be at the Jerry Dome, or they'd schedule some of these other big matchups.
And look,
credit to Nick Saban for that. But you know, for somebody to air another team out for having the guts to go on week one, to me, full credit to Notre Dame for trying to.
I think that's smart too.
Yeah,
though. I think it's smart to go if you're going to go on the road against a team as good as Ohio State. Do it early.
Yes, and also
do it early.
Look, if Notre Dame loses that game by 14, 15 points, the narrative nationally is going to be, oh, well, that clearly drops them significantly.
But it's not, I'm not saying do it early because you can recover from it. I'm saying do it early because that's probably the most, I guess, vulnerable would be the right way of putting it. That would be the time to get a team like Ohio State is early. Because if you get them later on in the year, they're going to be in conference play anyway. But just to think, if you're one of those conference teams that gets Ohio State later on in the year, you don't want them to have worked out all of, you know, the things they need to work out, make the corrections they need to make and get used to a season. I want you early.
I think I'd probably say that if you had a returning quarterback or a more experienced quarterback. I mean, the tough thing is for Notre Dame, Tyler Buchner just got announced as a starter. And, you know, he's got to start his first game on the road in Columbus. 100,000-plus, absolutely boozed up, ready to go. They'll be tailgating all day for this, I promise you.
Good
that.
Weather, yeah. too.
Great weather. It's just going to be a tough, tough environment, I think, for that reason. Like, we were there last year for Ohio State-Oregon, and it was almost like Ohio State got caught off guard. You know, like they kind of thought maybe Oregon's just going to come out there and just like roll over for them. And that wasn't the case at all. Like, I think they got surprised a little bit by that. I would have been curious to see how that game would have gone if it wasn't prime time and it wasn't as early. You know, I think sometimes with those early games, you get some teams that maybe take some things for granted or come out to a slow start and they have a hard time recovering. That was Ohio State in that game. And Oregon was able to figure out some flaws within their defensive scheme. Some misalignments by the defense or a man short and a bunch of things, and they just ran the ball down their throats. They really did.
The priest who married my wife and I was talking to him last week. He's a giant Notre Dame fan, and he's always really optimistic and really fired up. And he's like, "Oh, so how do you think about Notre Dame?" And I was like, "Oh," he's like, "What does Brady think?" I said, "He loves Marcus Freeman, love the direction of the program. Everybody's really excited." He goes, "Yeah, it's going to be real tough week one, though." It's like, yeah. Listen, man, like, I don't know what to tell you, but at least, like I said, you got the balls to go on the road and you see how this whole thing plays out. So, and by the way, didn't ESPN choose that game?
It was, yes.
Yeah. So
this was actual, which is a little bit ironic because Paul Finebuns, he's paid by them. He's trying to bash like this huge matchup between what's Ohio State, number two in the poll?
Yeah.
Number two versus number five. He's bashing like his employer's matchup between these two.
That's smart.
I try to downplay it. So well done, Paul. That's well done. Smart. A lot of logic there.
That's good. It is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here, Fox Sports Radio, brought to you by Discover. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how at Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. And we talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. We are going to get to our midweek awards here on FSR, but for all the latest from around the world of sports, the Fresno State alum, the great, the wonderful Edmund Garcia. Fired up, Eddie? Got Fresno State? Big time Fresno State?
I don't know.
Listen, Eddie Garcia, he is currently doing hack squats, some power cleans in the other studio right now.
That's what happens when you go to him late in the break, man.
Listen, like,
why you put him on the spot?
He was doing some research.
Lee Jonas.
Come on, a little Fresno State, counting the wins on the schedule for Fresno State, man. There's nothing wrong with that.
You know what I mean? All right.
Yeah. Thank you.
Eddie's there.
He's there.
Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. It is LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. You can check out this show, as always, on the iHeartRadio app. Coming up next, it is midweek award time. It's the good, the bad, and the ugly. We will hand those out for you next year on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my! Look at that! He is! And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Mess around for sure. My mom and dad, I don't know the words, but I know it's Andre.
Hey.
Yeah, come on!
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, come on.
It's me right now. Come on! Hey, yeah!
There you are. Two pros and a cup of Joe. Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here on FSR. You can hang out with us as always on the iHeartRadio app. Coming up top of next hour, we do have an update on a couple of quarterback situations in the NFL. We will get into that for you here. Again, a little over 10 minutes from now, 8 Eastern time, 5 a.m. Pacific right here on FSR. Before we get to another edition of The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly, I want to let you know we are brought to you by Discover. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
There are some good things that happen, and there's some bad, and then there's some downright ugly things. It's time for Good, Bad, and Ugly.
All right, Ricky Herrera, executive producer in for Lee DeLapp, who is on a raft somewhere in the Atlantic Ocean. Ricky, where do we got, who's got what responsibilities this week?
Today, you are responsible for the good, Jonas.
Okay. Well, I would like to give a give credit. This is my good to not only LeVar and Brady, but also Roberto, Ricky, Eddie. We have done the impossible, and I think we should all take a bow, and I think we should all celebrate. We have gone almost 2 hours.
Without talking to Deshaun Watson.
Bingo bango.
Wow.
We have done it, man.
That's
we have done it.
Nice.
No Deshaun Watson talk here.
But now it's over. But at least we made it to the good, bad, and ugly.
Yeah, but listen, we've gotten this far. I think that's a testament to our grit, our determination. I think we were focused. We refused to let a report on a non-report, nothing official, steer us in a dirty direction. We didn't go that way. Mm. And so I think we should all take a bow. No Deshaun Watson conversation up to this point in the show. I think a fantastic job by everyone involved.
It's kind of more just a good job on your part. I think you've kind of steered that ship for a while.
Those are your Browns, buddy. I mean,
that's true. I'm not saying they're not. I'm just saying you have primarily been the one who wanted to talk about it every morning.
I talk about the news.
Morning.
We play the hits. Oh, you know, that's what we do here. So that works.
What we got, Ricky?
What else, Ricky?
With the good comes the bad, and Brady, you got the bad.
Well, gosh, I guess apparently if you ask Jets fans, I fall in this category based on my my recent comments this week. Maybe Paul Feinbaum does after his comments. What was that, yesterday? I'm going to actually go outside the realm of this. You guys should have seen a young man by the name of Austin who was at our event. He was the gentleman who he thought he was going to win the blue jacket. He is a proud service member, so we thank him for our service. I'm hoping he comes back again next year because I think he's going to be in the running. The problem is he just got a little too drunk, and I'm pretty sure he took off work yesterday, but hopefully his boss doesn't listen to the show. He hit that point where he was on the path to the blue jacket. And then he drove the car right into a ditch. Aww. And he was just, he needed some help standing up, doing some other things. But he was an absolute pleasure. First time I saw him out at the event. So, unfortunately, the bad was his blue jacket performance as the wheels fell off pretty quick.
And now, did you guys start the tourney with Jameson shots?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jameson sponsors us for that. So it's not just a tradition. Like, they're our sponsor for the ceremonial shot and a toast that was dealt out by my dad passed the torch to another former service member, one of my buddies, Josh, and he does an unbelievable job with it. So he will continue to carry the flag for Chopper and giving the toast moving forward at the tournament.
10 a.m. on a Monday.
It was a little later than that.
It's amazing.
It was after lunch. All right, okay. We had it after lunch.
All right, fair enough.
You only came out 1 year, so you feel like everything stays the same for years after that. You actually have to come back out again, Jonas. It's been like five years.
Yeah, but it was so successful the time that I was there that I feel like we should have just stayed with all that. Go to Vaso afterwards, all of that. Just tradition, you know. Tradition and tradition. That's how
it
works.
We'll get LeVar out next year.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it.
All right, Ricky.
Despite having a beautiful soul, LeVar, you are responsible for the ugly.
Oh, wow.
This one is an easy one.
Nice.
This is a pretty, because it has nothing to do with me, but it's pretty ugly. the Tlaib brothers, man.
Oh, yeah.
That's an ugly one. You know, you go to a youth football game, I don't care the circumstances, that just doesn't belong in a place. It doesn't belong out there. I mean, obviously, you go coach a youth game and you don't expect to get shot and killed the day you go to coach a youth football league game. So that's, that's pretty ugly. And obviously, there's a lot of reports. I'll reserve any type of real, deep dialogue on it until some of it still plays out a little bit more. But regardless of anything, that's pretty ugly.
Yeah, man. And just, you see that stuff and then the reports out there, and his brother did turn himself into police. And then, some people are saying, well, Aqib, started the brawl. And then now you get all this information that's passed around. And it's like, you don't really know what's out there. There's videos of the whole thing, that are out that some people have shot. It's just, that's bad for everybody involved.
I mean, tempers will run high when you're watching kids, compete, anytime, right? You don't like when nobody likes when a referee makes a call against their team and stuff like that. And I mean, it just shouldn't escalate to the point though where it turns into that type of scenario. Just unfortunate, sad, so many lives, impacted, so many lives ruined, a life lost.
Yeah.
It's just not uncalled for. Definitely uncalled for.
Yeah, it's rough. So a tough situation through and through. It is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. It's LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here on FSR. You can always hang out with us on the iHeartRadio app. All right, so we got a couple of updates at the quarterback position in the NFL. Somebody not all that happy and somebody else, a blown opportunity. It's yours here on FSR.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.